Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on French. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen is hit by the pitch. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett bunts towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Herman moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Herman scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 1 in the game. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French bunts towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Gallen moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack bunts towards first. Leslie scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Demery moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Demery moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-for-2 in the game. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Kiddo Davis pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Slick Castleman now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm strikes out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 3 in the game. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.